producing in such a process, after a few years, it will lose the fertility and it will be placed barren. Such intelligence is not pure intelligence. Securing the land of others is the policy. What is the necessity of securing the, getting possession of the land? Our purpose is to produce more food for our country, and that is fulfilled by this way. Intelligence is applied in this way. Therefore, the devotee giving up everything of this worldly pleasure, and thereby he becomes peaceful. If you have diamond rings in your hand, in all the things are, will you pass your night under a tree? No. The dacoits or robbers will come, attack you and take it off and stab you there. But a poor devotee has got nothing and he is peacefully sleeping everywhere. As the night comes, there may sleep. And who is happy? Who is happy? Possessor of the wealth is happy, or non-possessor is happy? The worldly thing is like this. This is the instruction of Vyasa. Those things which are perishable cannot give you satisfaction or peace. Give it up. This is India, where the kings or emperors, being the possessor of the whole world, did resign that emperorship and turn a beggar and seek after the real good. But it is very rare in other countries. They are after enjoying and begging from God, "O God, give me my daily bread. Make me free of sins." The effect of sin is very troublesome, painful. So make me free of that sin. But the devotee do not want it. Janami dharmam nachami pravitti, janam madharmam nachami nivitti. Arjuna replied to Krishna, after being able to understand what is good, he called, "I know religion and the effect of that religion by possessing that happiness in the heaven also. It is not good. Kaivalyam narakayati tidasa purakasa puspayati yuddham tindira kala sarpa patali putkhata damsayati vidhi mandadishta kitayati yuddhanda jasya karna katrakha paivatantam gauramai vastuma. Whenever we can be blessed by the kitayati. This is the nature of Maya.
I woke up 2 o'clock this morning.
There was one king, insomnia, suffering from insomnia. He declared, I shall pay plenty of money to him who will be able to make me cure of this disease." So one Bhagavat Pathak, reader of Bhagavat, one day I came to him. "Why? What will you do?" "Well, I shall read Srimad Bhagavat, nothing painful. you may take your bed very nicely prepared, and I shall read there only Bhagavad. By that my insomnia will go off. Yes, yes, I shall try. Your ministers and your colonels will sit by your side. They will observe whether it is true or not. He began to read this scripture. This sort of uninteresting thing. The king firstly tried to listen, but after all, he began to gaping and began to sleep and began to sound his nose. And this way, he told the sider, see whether he is sleeping or not. Yes, yes, yes. This is the thing. If TV was shown here, would you sleep? If the shown TV cinema, TV, performance of TV, no sleep. And special program, no sleep. But it is not the case with the devotee. Whenever Sukhdev Goswami was reading Srimad Bhagavata scriptures before him, Parikshit Maharaj told, please don't stop. Please don't stop. Go on with your lecture. I am not a little trouble for without starving, for the starving as Ekadasi. It is giving me no trouble. And even a drop of water I have not taken. But no trouble for that. But you don't stop it. Your Hodikatham Mrita, the nectar of the Hodi's character, is so sweet to me that I do not get any pleasure in anything of like this. Let me come.
Security, I don't want
space thinking. Any country do not enjoy this knowledge. Other than India. India is to top of that knowledge. Sabai Pusam Paro Dharma Jato Uti Anup Sati Ahoy Ki Kappati Ata Jayat Masu Prasidya. The soul is satisfied by that religion, by the satisfaction, by the God is satisfied. Not just satisfaction of the satisfaction of God is to give satisfaction. By having a tree, by having water, a new roof, everything is stopped. Every leaf, every branch is stopped. Similarly, by having God, everyone is stopped. No one gets on top. Krishna Bhakti Kanye Sarva Karma Sutra. If we start Krishna, then everybody, everyone is sad. But by any other way, you can serve it at all. The devotee is serving everybody. So apparently, outwardly, we look that they are serving none. They are trying for the change, which are of Krishna only. Is it wrong? Can't prove that it is wrong. Yata tarunna vishishanena vipanti tatmanda hujya prasaka kano paharati lati kiyanam tatrikma sarvaranam akshiti ityan. Sarvaranam, every soul, every object, every being is hard. In plants and creatures is hard. By being one, by the devotion, which has fought for us. The Svintu stage of a Krishna Pramite Krishna Sarva. By serving him, everyone is pleased. Everyone is happy. The Svintu stage of a Krishna. When he is satisfied, the small will be pleased, everything. We are starving him. We are trying to starve the human body. It is not the first. So we are planting into the desire. Not into the happy. Because we are not starving the Lord Krishna and trying to starve the human body. This is not the true path. They cannot understand. They cannot understand the political battle. They don't understand. They are trying to make happy only for human beings. But not the true path is accepted by this. By serving Lord Krishna, that is the only possible. Everybody is sad. How is it possible? We are scientific man. Example is the existing there. Durvasa became guest one day at the request of Duryodhana when the Yudhishthira and his brothers were living in the forest in Kambhava. In Kambhava. He appeared there on the edge of Dala, on the city of Dala, when the breaking of their party, when the going to Amar. Ambarish Maharaj, was ready to But tell me, when the demon was attacking somebody, what did he do? He silently stood there. Did he not move any point, any inch? No. But you, when Sudarshan has attacked you, what have you done? You are roaming through the whole world for the protection of your body. Then say, who has got the attachment to his body? Are you disattached? Or Ambarish Maharaj is disattached to his body? Who is that? Ambarish Maharaj. This is mercy upon you, so long you are living. I cannot save you because you have committed wrong in the regard of Ambarish Maharaj. And go there and beg mercy of him. If he be merciful upon him, you can get rid of him. No other alternative. He went to Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was standing like that. He will come back and he will be steadfast, and then I shall. Whenever he went there, before asking anything, Sudarshan was prayed by Ambarish Maharaj with the any qualification, any dharma of him and his dynasty, be satisfied and make this Brahman free from your trouble. Sudarshan then said, therefore, such a Ambarish Maharaj, Durvasa, powerful Durvasa, became a guest of Yudhishthira while they were living in Jannu, forest, deep forest. But Ambarish Maharaj, Duryodhana, Yudhishthira had grown, well, no income there, living in, he was exiled in forest. Accepted him, Durvasa. Then Durvasa point was I can't follow your tongue.
Nobody,
yes, no, not nobody. Durvasa. Yes, Jogi. Durvasa understood that he has drunk water. And went to living punishment. Went to punish him by creating a demon. But Lord Krishna told him, Durvasa, Ambarish has done according to my will, not according to his own will. My will and his will is one and the same. There is no difference. It is my will. By this way you can protect your upavas. So he has done this water. But the devotee is such a thing, so dear. He acts according to the wish of God and not of his own wish. Arjuna replied, Janami dharmam nachami pravitti, Janam madharmam nachami nivitti. I know what is religion, what is the effect. But I don't want that effect. I don't want that prosperity, want that heavenly pleasure by performing religion. I know also what is sin. I'm doing sin, one is is bound to go to hell and be punished in many ways. I am not agreeing with it. I am ready for that punishment and go to hell if you are satisfied. Whatever you will tell me, I shall do. I have no objection that I cannot tolerate that punishment. Who is there? Devotee or the enjoyer? So this is good. This is best. These are the teachings of Indian religion, Sanatana and Dharma. Serve Him only. You are eternal servant of God. It is your bounden duty, it is your only duty to serve Him and not to serve your own senses, not for your own satisfaction. Jive Sarupa Krishna Nitya Das. This is the explanation. You are eternal servant, you should do everything for his senses, his pleasure, and not for your own pleasure. अन्यायाशित शून्य ज्ञान कर्माजनावृत अनुकूल्य न कृष्णानुशीलन भक्ति डिवोशन इज दिस दिस इज डिवोशन डू एवरीथिंग फॉर हिज प्लेजर एंड व्हेन यू विल डू फॉर अदर एनी अदर अदर देन गॉड अदर देन कृष्ण देन इट विल बी गॉड लेट मी स्टॉप हियर